Welcome to this Nederland Community Library podcast of one of our popular Songs from the Stacks recordings.
This is Songs from the Stacks, and we're welcoming Lisa Marie Coyote Windwalker and Jason Ruby. And Lisa Marie is the founder of Mythic Bowls and a local flute instructor, and I'm going to pass it over to her and let her do her own introduction.
Thank you, Austin. Before we get started, I'd like to thank Songs from the Stacks and Electra for inviting me into this space. And I'm going to offer a land acknowledgement. I would like to acknowledge that this flute demonstration performance of Mystic Pulse is held on the lands of the First Nations and the lands of the sons and daughters of the new nations, the immigrant nations, and the lands of the sons and daughters of the enslaved nations. I like losing my voice. Here in Netherlands, the Apache and the Ute are the traditional custodians of this area of the mountains, and I would like to recognize all our continuing responsibility and connection to the land, the waters, and the community. And I pay respect to all elders past, present, and emerging. Ahea matakwe lesi to all our nations. So I'd like to do a little bit of a self-introduction. I was grown in Colorado, and I ventured to Philadelphia area and lived out there for 33 years. I cultivated music, and I was a student of Murray Panitz, who was the principal flutist of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and David Kramer, who was the associate principal of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and Mark Barks, who is now the principal of the St. Louis Symphony. And I came back to Colorado to be with this handsome bloke. I have been playing flute for 40 years. I have been teaching for 38 years. And I currently, here in Colorado, I am professor of flute at the Center for Musical Arts. And I have a home studio where I have two wonderful students. One of them is here in the audience. And I play world flutes. I play flutes from all over the world. And I have danced on 6 continents in my lifetime and served communities on these continents in my lifetime. Excuse me. And I sound like Demi Moore right now. A very sexy flute player. I founded Mystic Pulse, as Austin said, and we have performed all over the place. We are mostly doing eclectic music. Jason plays the drums and guitars, and he sings. And I sing, I play hand drums and world flutes. Here in Netherlands, we've played at Farmer's Market, and we played with Wild Bear. Woohoo, Wild Bear! And it's such an honor to be here at the Nederland Library, supporting this community. I was brought into this library by Kendra. And her sourdough bread class. My gran used to make sourdough, and I was just like, oh, I want to enliven my grandmother's energy again. And it was successful. I'm now making wonderful sourdough bread. Today we're going to play a very eclectic program for you. There are flutes in every continent, in every culture around the world. In the human evolution, our first instruments were our voices, and we imitated nature. And then our next instrument was drums. We like to beat on things. But the next instrument is the flute, and every culture has a flute. I love sending my flute students videos of these flutes from around the world, and today I have a few that I will be demonstrating and playing for you. And my beloved here is going to collaborate with me, so it sounds like beautiful music. And we're going to start with a Celtic set. The Celts are very well known for flutes. The Gaelic traditions and Irish traditions love the flute. This is not a Celtic flute. This is a European flute. Plays beautifully Celtic music. James Galway is one of the flutists that everybody knows. And this is a European piccolo. So these are orchestral instruments, band instruments. The piccolo is half the size of the sea flute, and also half the diameter. And therefore, it sounds an octave higher. And so, I love the European flute, the orchestral flute. I have a lot of experience in the orchestral realm. That is where I was trained. The best orchestra in the world, in my opinion, the Philadelphia Orchestra. And this instrument, as well as many of these other flutes, especially the indigenous flutes, I have used in hospice, I have used in elder homes, with people who are dying, and also people who are just getting older. Senior living centers, they love music. And I've just played performances and concerts and worked with people, special needs people. I also have a certificate in music therapy. So I've offered music therapy around the world at Ken Crest Centers in Philadelphia. I have offered music therapy in Africa at the Bajabello Orphanage for Children. 200 orphans, in fact. And I got to, at Wild Bear this summer, work as an education assistant, and they were gracious and allowed me to bring my flutes in and do sky meditations and focus the children in the morning with the flutes, the kids just up and there. And we even did drums one week, which was really fun. Flute and music have led me everywhere, to everyone in my life. And so we're going to do a little Celtic set here.
Thank you.
by Turlo O'Carlan in top of the early morning. Yeah, speaking Celtic is very difficult. I have some Celtic friends, Aoife and Aideen, and if I spell their name for you, you would go. To go to the piccolo because the flute can't be heard out on the field.
Thank you.
when I was growing up, I had asthma. And my first flute teacher, Susan Ellen Noble, who's a soloist, she now lives in Hawaii, she used to say, oh, wow, the flute is really good for asthma. It makes you pump your lungs and work them. And it's so hard. But she was right. I'm going to play a piece by a beloved composer and friend of mine, a colleague of mine, Catherine Hoover. This is called Winter Spirits, perfect for right now. It snowed this morning, it was beautiful. And she writes, there's a picture by the marvelous artist Maria Bushfink of a Native American flute player. From his flute rises a cloud of kachinas and totem spirits. This piece has also arisen from his notes, and it is indeed influenced by Native American music. The idea of the flute invoking beneficial spirits, be they kachinas or any others, is a very natural one. Such spirits are an accepted and valued part in most of the world, and the flute has been used to honor and invite their presence for countless ages. And I got to see this picture by Maria Bushfink in Catherine's house. And I went to her house because I recorded this piece and I wanted her coaching. And she showed me the picture. I'm like, oh. So I had her image of it in my head. Winter Spirits by Catherine Hoover. Thank you. over the snow. We had a couple of moose run down the driveway the other day. I think they're winter spirits. Now I'd like to introduce indigenous flutes. These are flutes that were given to me, these two right here, by a man named Raven Bear. And this one has a pictograph that actually came out of caves of the buffalo hunt in the middle of this country. Raven Bear is part German and two parts, he's part indigenous, and I can't remember which indigenous nation he is, but I think one of them might be Ojibwe, because we've got a creation story here of the Ojibwe people on this flute. This is Raven Bear's insignia. And these flutes are typically made out of cedar, and all of the indigenous flutes on this country, in this country, are modeled after the Lakota flutes. There's only two in history that are in a museum in Arizona, in a Native American museum in Arizona, and they are encased in glass because they can't touch the air or they'll fall apart. So over the last couple hundred years, we've had to kind of guess what these flutes sounded like. And most of them are pitched in a pentatonic scale, which is a five-note scale, and minor keys. And most of them have six holes. This has six holes on it. And some have five. And I have an Apache wind flute at home that has four holes. And it's still in a pentatonic scale. The flutes imitated the voice, and the Lakota people, the men played the flutes, and they were used to woo lovers. So they got their mates by doing this. In my tradition, in the Cherokee tradition, medicine women played the flutes for healing, and they were the musicians, and in a sense, they used vibration. And so I get to have the best of both worlds. Yeah, we're gonna make a canyon effect here. Woo! Ethan's able to do amazing things with his drum kit. He makes the Celtic pieces sound like the baron, the Celtic baron, by putting muffled pads on top. And then he can play, it sounds like a frame drum by using one of my frame drum mallets. One of those really cool things. Flute is kind of interesting because not only are there flutes in every culture, but there's also flutes in mythology. And we have Krishna, the Indian god who does the whole flute pose, if any of you do yoga. There's Kokopelli, who's the magical indigenous god who led his people to safety. And he also has a pack of grain on his back. So he's the god of fertility and abundance. And he entices and enchants people to safety, which is really beautiful. There's the Pied Piper, right? Who led all of those rats out of England and Europe. And it's a true story that the flute does work on rodents. When I was in college, every day I would practice, and three little mice would come out of the bathroom and run underneath the couch and listen to me practice. When I was done, they would run back wherever they lived. And I thought that was pretty funny. Very often I pair stories and legends with my pieces, and I've done that here, and I've written this story. Excuse me. So I'm going to tell you a story, and you'll know what I'm playing. Once upon a time, in a clearing in a forest, she lay sighing in the warmth of the sun, admiring the wondrous beauty of her natural world, the perfumed odors of the flowers, the majestic beauty of giant pines, poplars, and maples, the melodious sounds of birds and bug creatures, the cool, soft grass under her body. The Silex was her title. Just beyond the clearing sighed a creature named Pan, half goat, half man. Admiring the beauty of the Silex, he was driven and drawn into the clearing where she lay. Gazing upon her, Pan realized he loved her. As he began to approach the precious creature, Syrinx sensed his presence, opened her eyes, felt a rush of fear, and took flight towards the river. Pan, realizing that he had frightened the Syrinx, he began to pursue her, professing his love and adoration. As she reached the river, the Syrinx felt trapped, for the river currents would surely drown her. In response to her dilemma, she begged the river gods to transform her into reeds. As Pan approached his beloved creature, she had indeed manifested into the reeds. A great sorrow swelled in the heart of Pan as he cried tears into the river. Pan then tenderly cut the reeds and formed a flute, which in this world has come to be known as panpipes. From this myth of love, misunderstanding, loss, and creation was born Claude Debussy's Thank you. he hanu ihu. It's a Hawaiian nose speech. And yes, you play it with your nose. And the premise behind this flute is a very spiritual flute. It's used in ceremonies in Hawaii by indigenous peoples of Hawaii. The premise is that sometimes what comes through our mouth is not so savory. It's not so wholesome. But the prana, the breath, the spirit that comes through the nose is wholesome. So they created this really beautiful flute to be played through the prana, through the breath of the nose. The maker of this flute, I never got to meet him, but a spirit sister of mine was in Hawaii, and she told him about me, and he made this flute for me, and she brought it back. And I went, oh, I'm so excited, a Hawaiian nose flute! And I put it to my nose, and I started playing, and she goes, you can play this thing? I'm like, mm-hmm. And so right off the bat, I was able to pick it up and play it, and it's pretty amazing instrument.
All right. Tell us what I'm doing here.
Shakuhachi is a Japanese instrument, and I would say it's the second most difficult instrument to play on the planet. The first is the ney that belongs in the Middle East and Turkey, and it's part of the Mevlevi ceremony, the Sufi ceremony. The ney is very difficult to play, and I have one, but I haven't worked on it in a while, so I didn't bring it today. The shakuhachi was given to me by a Dharma brother in a Zen center out in Pennsylvania. And a lot of these flutes, like the shakuhachi, the indigenous flutes, the nose flute of Hawaii, I call these flutes that play me. I don't play them. And I tried for the longest time to make sound on the shakuhachi, and then one year after doing a whole winter just silence, I picked it up after the end of the winter, and it allowed me to be played. And I love this flute. I saw a documentary many years ago on PBS about a man who wanted to play the shakuhachi. He had never played it before. So he went to Japan for 30 years and he studied with a master. And then he performed something and then the master said, oh, now you got 30 more years to go. And that's, it's just so true. This is all one piece of bamboo that's been decorated with natural thread. And right up here is an edge on the shakuhachi that is really important to keep protected. So I put a little hat on it. And because if this gets nicked at all, it won't play. If the shakuhachi becomes cracked at all, it can have problems. And my friend gave me another shakuhachi that's too big for my hands, and it is cracked, so I can only get a few notes out of it. But it's beautiful, and it's used for meditation. And so we're going to do a little meditation here. I brought a candle. I don't even know if it's possible to turn out lights and have like a meditative state, but I encourage you all just to kind of close your eyes and come to a place of stillness. Okay, we have a klezmer tune for you. And Jason's family is Jewish, and this gives him an opportunity to really, really embody ancient traditions and music in such a beautiful way. Usually klezmer is played, not always, with clarinet. It sounds great. Play the tune again, but this time with more regard for the movement at the source of it and less attention to time. Time falls curiously in the course of it. Play the tune again, not watching your fingering or forgetting, letting flow the sound till it surrounds you. Do not count or even think. Let go. Play the tune again. But try to be nobody, nothing, as though the pace of the sound were your heart beating, as though the music were your face. Play the tune again. It should be easier to think less every time the notes of the measure. It's all an arrangement of silence. Be silent, and then play for your pleasure. Play the tune again, and this time when it ends, do not ask me what I think. Feel what is happening strangely in the room as the sound glooms over you, over me, over everything. Now, play the tune again. This last piece is an elegy. It's one of my favorite flute solos. We've had to let go of a lot of people through this pandemic. And it's a beautiful elegy. It's by a French composer named Jean Donjon. He loves to say it really fast.
Jean Donjon.
Thank you. And a lot of these flutes seem like they're limited because they only have, you know, 5 holes for the shakuhachi or 6 holes for the Native American flutes. But you can actually do quite a lot, and I can do quite a lot because I've cultivated extended techniques on the European flute and articulation, and I'm a cultivated flutist. So I've been able to pick up these flutes and add a broader scope to them. I was asked to fill in for R. Carlos Nakai with Intercultural Journeys out in Philadelphia. And that was really an honor to play with them on the Native American flutes. And I've worked with composers, and I have a piece out there in the world called Unimagined Bridges that was written by a dear friend and colleague of mine, Andrew Clearfield, for the Native American flutes and transverse flute. It's a duet in 4 movements in the 4 directions. And so it's, I feel really privileged and blessed and honored to have had the discipline to practice and work toward it. And I had amazing teachers in my life. I didn't have family support. I had to do this all on my own. And teachers in my life recognized that I had a gift. And so I'm grateful that they were in my life. Yeah, thank you for coming out. Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to this Nederland Community Library recording. To find more programs, visit nedlib.org.